Oh, have I got a treat for you, friends. Don't know what you're doing next weekend, but how about an event that has no entry fee? So that's great. No sponsors, no prizes. Risk of all sorts of mechanical failure, injury, bears, incredibly, let's just call it craptastic weather opportunities, snow, rain, sleet, probably some really good sun too, and 2,700 plus miles from the border of Canada and the United States all the way down to the border of the United States and Mexico. Sound like a plan?
Sign me up.
Oh, absolutely.
Sign me up.
Exactly. Well, you can send in your letter of intent and see if that is something that they will allow you to do. And matter of fact, it's super low key and super high stress and super amazing. I don't know if you've ever seen the movie Ride the Divide, but it is all about an incredible ride on the Continental Divide Trail, a mountain bike trail that literally traverses through the Rocky Mountains, Canada, from Canada over the Rocky Mountains and to the Mexican border, 2,700 plus miles. And one of the guys that we know has not only done this, he has not only survived it, he has thrived in it. And I'm talking about one of our storytellers coming up at Jesse Brown's on September 20th. But we got him on the line right here, right now. Jeff Wise on the line talking about that incredible ride. Jeff, thanks for joining us, man.
Great to be here. Thanks for talking to me.
Oh, absolutely, man. Absolutely. Now, Jeff, I got to know how, because I know you got a family and I know you got kids. My first question is, how in the world did you get the hall pass to do this?
you want the real story or the one that that's more politically correct?
Well, more than one person will hear this, so you better tell the real story.
My wife will probably get pretty irritated with me for outing her on this. It's funny. I get that question a great deal, and you know, the real story is I kept mulling it over in my head that I wanted to do it, and as you can imagine, you know, yeah, once you announce that you're going to do it, you got to go do it. You can't back out. And doing something like this, you got to kind of wallow in it for at least a few weeks to think about it. So I kind of kept it to myself that I was planning to do it because I didn't want to, you know, make that public announcement and be on, you know, accountable to actually having to go do it. And so I promise you, it was probably about 3 weeks before go time that I actually announced my intention. That should get most people divorced and thrown out of their greater family. So my wife was very tolerant. I don't think she's that surprised because I'm not usually very very good about advance notice of such things. So told her I was what I planned to do, and she said, "Sounds stupid. Go do it."
Great quote.
Exactly. It sounds stupid, so go do it. Well, clearly you've set a precedent. This is not the first time you've done something like this. Now, tell us a little bit about the ride itself and what your experience was.
Yeah, it is really an experience of a lifetime. When you're looking at it in hindsight, you know, what I would tell you is the opportunity to really see this part of the world in that way is one of the best experiences I could ever imagine. And all that you would expect in terms of how phenomenal an experience it is, it meets and exceeds it. I mean, it's just gorgeous. The people are phenomenal. The self-discovery is exactly what you'd think. It is 100% plus what you would want out of a trip like that. I think that what I would stress more than anything is if you really want to get a sense and a feel for where you live, you know, go see it in this manner. You know, go load everything up on a bike and, you know, really absorb and go slowly through the countryside. And it's probably the most insanely beautiful part of the country, you know, going from Banff all the way down to Antelope Wells. I mean, as you said, it's, you know, 2,758 miles, I think we did. And you absorb it this way. You go slowly enough that you can really soak it in. I cannot recommend it enough.
Well, and going from, you know, the north of our country to the south, I mean, you go across a lot of terrain. You see a lot of different I guess, nature and wildlife and just scenery that, like you said, the average probably American wouldn't normally see. What was one thing that surprised you most, either going into it and then finishing up or just throughout the trip? What surprised you most about your journey?
That's a good question. Man, I wish I could really tell you something startling surprised me. I think there's nothing that I would tell you that startled me or surprised me. I think what I would tell you is that, you know, we've all been, you know, on journeys and adventures through the country, and just doing it in this long format is really a way to soak it in and immerse yourself. And so I think everything you saw was the beauty and the grandeur and the severity and the seriousness that you expect. And nothing really, really, you know, caught me to where I said, that's not what I understand this world to be. It was tall. It was cold. It was warm. It was long. You got every experience you would ever expect. The only thing I would tell you that maybe I wasn't expecting at the end was when I got back, I felt great. Everything was good. I lost about 15 pounds. And that probably I expected. But I tell you, for about a week, my body was rebelling when I got back. I mean, the guys here at work would tell you it was probably more like a month. But for that first week, I don't know if it was Girardia or what, but for about a week, my body was trying to figure out how to get back to a different norm.
Well, exactly. And I've done some backpacking and some ultra and stuff like that, but I've never done anything that's taken multiple weeks. How long did it take you to complete the ride? And how long, I guess, for lack of a better, how long did you quote unquote train or prep your body for it?
So I got involved in this exactly the way you guys just described. I was sitting on my trainer and heard about the, Ride the Divide movie and threw it up there while I was sitting on the trainer, watched it and said, those guys are stupid. And, you know, thought more about it later that afternoon, kept thinking about it. I kept going, that would be a pretty cool deal to get up every morning and your job is to simply ride. And that intrigued me. And so I said, shoot, I think I can do it. And, I didn't know what I was getting into. I had no clue. There's not much information about the race. It is, it's very, very under the radar for very good reasons. Nobody sponsors it. Nobody, officially holds it. It's just an unofficial start time, and everybody goes, and then there's a winner at the end, and there's no, there's no prize money, no nothing. It's just the acknowledgement that you've done it. My thinking was that I said, all right, if I can do it in 3 weeks, I can sell this to work and I can sell it to the family. Somehow 3 weeks was a lot, but if any more than that, I probably was going to get pushback. So I did the math and I said, okay, that's about, I can't remember exactly. I think that was like 131 miles a day. And, I said, I think I could do that. And so I was shooting for 21 days. I wound up doing it in 19 and some change.
Nice.
Wow.
Because I was putting miles in the bank thinking I would probably need them. And I didn't have to take them out of the bank. So I wound up, getting in just under the shoot for time.
That's amazing.
And quite frankly, the training for it was I just rode my bike like I always do all the time. I just was on it a lot, but not doing anything crazy. I just was on the bike a good bit. Quite frankly, I don't know if that's the right way to train, but I wound up, having no issues and it was all good. So I'm not saying train the way I did because I'm not sure that was training, but it worked.
That is awesome. Oh, my gosh. We are talking to Jeff Wise. He is a finisher of the Tour Divide, and he is also a guest coming up on Storytellers Night on September 20th at Jesse Brown's. I cannot wait to hear more of this story. Check it out, jessebrowns.com, Storytellers Night on September 20th. Jeff, thank you so much for joining us here on the Carolina Outdoors. We'll see you on the 20th.
I'm excited, guys. Thanks so much.
Have a good one, and we'll see all you listeners next week on the Carolina Outdoors.